everybody, and we are back for episode 8 of TechNSec, the podcast. And episode 8 is going to be all about podcasting with students. So first off, I'd like to say happy Memorial Day and thank you to all the people who have served in any of the armed forces, including my dad, who is in the Air Force. So again, with all that, we appreciate you, and we appreciate everything you've done for this country. So again, thank you. Now, talking about podcasting, kind of like the podcast that you're listening to right now. Some of you in this day and age have gotten used to just listening to podcasts, whether you're in a car ride, going for a jog, something like that. So some of you might think, hey, it's just a great thing to listen to, and haven't really thought about any possible usages for your classrooms, okay? Well, there are a lot of really great resources for podcasting with your kids, because if you think about it, if you listen to podcasts, I guarantee you, your students, at least some of them, probably listen to podcasts. Because in a day and age where you have so many kids that want to become YouTubers or social media sensations, it's there, okay? So just kind of looking at it, I have just a couple things to talk about today, just a couple points. So point number one, if you think about it, podcasting is almost kind of like a different form of presentation or a different form of the writing process. We teach so many times to kids how to pre-plan out different things, specifically with writing. Well, that's the same process when you're going through a podcast. So if you're making a podcast with your kids, they're still going through that process. They have to type up the script. They have to type up what they're talking about and look at any other possible pre-production resources. So kind of going along with that, point number two is some sample ideas. Now, these are just some things that I've done. If there's other usages out there, I am all ears for it, and I would love to hear them. So with podcasting, these are just some things that I've done. Talking about books that kids have read, which is something that I'm going to be posting here coming up this summer. I'm going to be posting some weekly podcasts for my kids to listen to so they can kind of get some book recommendations during the summer when parents are looking for something for them to do. They can also give some classroom broadcasts. I know there is one teacher who I have talked with before. Her name is Cool Cat Teacher. If you look her up, Vicki Davidson. She has a whole podcast that she does with some of her kids that she has done in the past. And it's just amazing hearing some of the things that they've done. Now, she has some older kids. She also has some elementary kids that do it. I've done specifically with some elementary, and you may not think that an elementary kid could rise to the challenge of making a high-quality podcast, but they can. I mean, if you give them, it's that same concept of if you give them a task and give them the parameters, they will rise to the occasion. Okay. Now, again, podcasting is not for everybody, but again, this is another really good resource to have to use with some of your kids. So going back to some of those different options, like I said, you could have a weekly classroom broadcast, talk about current events that are coming up, document a field trip. You can share book reviews. We've also done, in the day and age of talking about fluency instruction, I have some kids who, when here in Iowa, we have a thing called the FAST Bridge. We have the FAST assessments, which is through the state of Iowa, which talks about it tests them on their fluency and also on their comprehension. Comprehension would be more the A reading, but with the fluency side, what I've done before is I have some students who they have a hard time being held accountable, even if they have someone sitting right next to them. Well, when I put the iPad right in front of them to record them while they read, that to them is their accountability partner, because sometimes having an adult there for some kids will not change the fact no matter what. But with some kids nowadays, if you have have them record themselves, and there's different ways to do this, but if you have them record themselves, they're so used to having a device there that that becomes their accountability partner. So that has been one other usage that has worked really well with some of my students. And happy to say those students working on their fluency skills, when I first started podcasting with them, their fluency scores shot up probably, I want to say, about 20, 30 words. Because what I would do is I would have them record themselves and then listen to it. So we made a segment on my classroom podcast that is called High Quality Readers. So what I do each week is I have some kids share about a book that they're reading, and then they share some of what they read. So it gives them out, gives them a chance to share out with some of their classmates what they're reading and kind of giving them a different audience. Because this goes into the other aspect of some of your kids may be introverts. I was an introvert growing up myself, which is still amazing that I'm doing a podcast now. But with introverts and other students as well, but with introverts, sometimes they don't always like to read right in front of people, okay? Whereas if they have a device, it's just them at that moment and they can read. So you may have a shy kid who does not want to give out a presentation, but they will more than happily record themselves on a device. That, again, won't work for every student, but again, that's just another option that you can do with some of your students. So you can have them record themselves and kind of talking about presentations. I know this is kind of a standard thing here in Iowa, but every school, you have to have a speaking or presentation score. Well, if you look at it, a podcast is a different form of a presentation. So again, if you have some kids who more of the traditional model don't like standing up in front of kids and talking about something, this just gives them another out, another way to present. And the other really nice part, if they do choose this option, which I've had some kids record themselves, I can go back on my own personal time and listen to them when I have a free moment. So it's not like you have that old traditional model that I grew up with where I had to sit in front of a huge crowd of people. I got the sweaty palms and everything and trying to give a speech. Well, in the day and age of personalized learning, you could have a student still give that presentation, and then you could also broadcast it to the world and still give them a chance to give a speech to a whole group of people without that traditional model. Again, just an option. So again, these options are just a few things that I've tried before in the past, and I may try another podcast coming up here where I talk about some more options. And if you have any options, I'd love to hear them. So lastly, some of you may be asking, what can I use for a podcast? Well, to be entirely honest, podcasting has become super simple. I mean, I've done podcasting in multiple ways with my students. Currently, what I use right now is I have a computer with a Logitech USB headphone connected up here, okay, with a microphone also on there. That's one option. And I use a website called Anchor. Like I said in my previous little segment at the beginning of this, Anchor is a really great way to do super easy, quick podcasting. But that's just one option. There are tons of other options out there. If you are a Mac user, you can use programs called GarageBand. There's also other ones that are for Microsoft or PCs that if you don't have a Mac computer, there's options for that as well. So pretty much, if you have a device, you pretty much can podcast. Going back to some simple ways, as I said before, Anchor has a really nice option where you have the app, which this is, again, how I did the interview segment that I did a couple podcasts ago with a teacher friend of mine talking about personalized learning. If you have the app on the phone, you can actually just talk straight into the phone and record a podcast that way. If you want, It's same process on GarageBand. If you pull up the GarageBand, you have the microphone plugged in. You can do it that way. As I said, you don't have to have a lot of fancy equipment to get a podcast done anymore nowadays. Okay? Because I've had friends who have done podcasts before where they have a lot bigger, better equipment than I do. Okay? But me being a teacher, I don't have a lot of money for a lot of podcasting products like big fancy microphones and things like that. So don't be scared off by the fact of, oh, this is a podcast. Do I need to have some big fancy microphones and things like that? No. Like I said, this headset that I have on right now cost me $5. So $5 and then my computer connected up right there, which some school districts provide you with computers. So again, there's tons of options out there. Okay. So hopefully you got a few ideas for how to use podcasting in your classroom, and also realize that, hey, podcasting does not have to be super hard. So anyways, as I said before, happy Memorial Day. Have a great, some of you maybe have a great 3-day weekend. If you're listening on a Monday, have a great Monday, and I will catch you next time. Keep being that change with all your students. Peace out.